Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
CityRadio.net.
We broke this shit!
Y'all, everybody up in here, we over the 30 club, right? Everybody 30 plus. Am I right?
Correct.
All right, now, what I heard is that, you know, a lot of motherfuckers talk bad about the over the 30. When you're over 30, you're over the hill. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't put it down the way you used to. Like, you know, we still ain't beats. We ain't got no beats to us no more. Ladies, they talking about y'all ain't got that wet no more. What's up with that?
I tell you like this, dog. I got 57 pumps.
Girl, you ain't doing us no justice. Hold on for you to get started. Carla, what's happening?
What's good with you?
Not much. Who is this?
Miss Dimples.
Hey, Miss Dimples, what's going on?
Shit, ain't nothing to it. What's up, everybody?
What's Craig?
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, Miss Dimples. Let me ask you something since you're relatively new to the show. Do you feel when you get that by you being a woman? Do you feel when a man gets like over his 30s, he just over the hill and he ain't got it, he ain't got stamina no more?
He still can lay the pipe down. Unless he just fucked up all down there.
I keep hearing, like, motherfucker, like, well, you know, motherfucker, he 30-something, he old. He can't fuck no more.
I mean, shit, is there something wrong with, he got a problem then, shit. I done fucked with some niggas over 30, and when I say they still laying the pipe, yeah, they doing the damn thing.
And that's what I'm saying, because, shit, I'm a motherfucking beast. I ain't going to lie. Now, I can't speak for everybody. Now, I'm a man.
Right.
Father Time, how many pumps you say you got in you?
I got 57, man. That's it.
I would say you got 57 pumps. Now, whether you want them slow,
hey,
fast, hard, or soft.
I'm about to say, well, you better take your time with them 57 strokes then.
I slowed up about 54. I slowed up right around about 54.
When you get to that, you know, 54, you better start speeding it up there and shit.
God damn, dog. That's all you got, 57 pumps?
Hey, Cass.
I got 57 pumps, man.
Didn't he have, like, 62 when he was 21, though?
No, actually, his stamina done got better because I've been when he was about 24, he only had 4 good ones in him.
Oh, okay.
Well, damn.
Yeah, I've been eating my vegetables, man, and drinking my milk, man. That's why I'm at 57.
Well, I don't know. I done got better with age, shit.
You know what, bro? I think the same thing. I think I done got better with age because. Well, before we even get into this, let me ask Lickstar. Lickstar, what's happening? She whispered. You there?
I'm here. What's
happening?
My comment.
Oh, my comment.
I ain't think about y'all. What's the question?
Hey, yo. Hey, all right, now, you over the 30 club, right? You over 30, right?
I am.
All right, now, do you feel like you just slowed down at any point? Do you still feel like you got that wet when you was, let's say, 22?
Do I feel like I still have a drive like I was 22? Hell yeah. Yes, I do. Because one round, 2 rounds, 3 rounds, let's go.
Okay.
After that first round, I'm like, okay, I'm fired up now. You know what I'm saying? Round 2, all right, now it's your turn. You know what I'm saying? Well, now it's my turn, you know what I'm saying, do you. Round 3, We both going out.
I'm laughing because I heard Father Time in the background, like round three, like shit, who the fuck goes to round three?
Hell yeah, shit, you better get it before 57. You just show.
Wow.
That's all I got.
Well, I'm going to need for you to divide that 57 by three. I'm going to need for you to split them up.
Oh, she's trying to tell you to do the 3 second rule, dude.
That one. One, two, three.
Yeah,
that's fucked up, dog. Come on, man. You can't be doing them that bad, I know.
57, man. That's it. That's as far as I go. You ain't got about in.
If you can count,
we can have you in tomorrow.
If you can count them, we're not going to work out sexually. We can have everything else in the world in common, but sexually, we're not going to get it.
As we see Eddie Kane Jr. sliding in at the end of the show, as usual. How's your name?
Are you fine to me? Because I've been here the whole time.
You a goddamn fly.
Damn.
How's your name?
Hello.
Hello, Janine.
Hi, how's everyone?
You just said fuck and fuck doing the wood. Dude, she's straight David Ruffin up now. She just walked through the crowd. Hello. Hey, everybody. I'm Janine, and this is Sin City. You can come on and fuck you want to now. Go to bed.
I apologize. I got caught up in my work.
None without me.
Hey, that's what you're going to tell you. Ain't nobody came to see you Father Time.
I'm the voice.
Oh, right. My goodness.
We just Melvin and Blue.
Right.
All right, dog. Hey, Janine, you're well off into your 30s, right?
Of course.
Do you feel that you lost any of your sex drive? Do you still feel like you got that wet?
I think my sex drive has increased.
Right?
I don't understand. What do you mean by do I still got the wet? What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, like a lot of people be like, oh, you know, they feel like the older that the person get, like, oh, they can't put it down. Like I remember you saying something about your daughter was like, she dated a guy that was like kind of close to your age, and she was like, ugh, he an old man and this, that, and other.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, and they think, you know, long line, they think of them some, you know, they the old man, they can't do nothing. And it's like, how in the hell y'all think we can't do nothing? We can teach y'all some motherfucking things.
Well, there's a difference with teaching technique and actual, what's the word, longevity. Of the sex.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I guess that would be the difference.
Okay. I feel
because,
that. Some
I mean, you
got to
be honest. You got to be
yeah,
honest.
Yeah, I can still run the mouth. Goddammit.
Whatever. As people get older, you don't go as long. And then sometimes it might not just be because you can't. You just don't be want to. Sometimes people just don't look. I'm trying to get my shit off and that's it. And, you know, unlike younger guys or younger females, they want to go longer. You know what I mean?
Okay. Now, with that being said, now, I remember, now, I'm going to tell you, I used to, and I call this the Incredible Hulk method.
When I was younger, I did the Incredible Hulk method. Now, if anybody don't know what the Incredible Hulk method is, I used to come in the room, take my clothes off, be like, Cass, smash. I just want to smash. I'm I'm going to smash you. But then the older I got, I realized it was a technique to it. And what I realized is that every woman, especially every woman uterus, is not the same. And if you take time out and you feel your way around, you'll feel, hers go up.
Damn, you be in the uterus.
Hell yeah. Hers go to the side. Hers go to the right. After you come from that that smash stage, you will learn that. You know, every man, you know, I understand every man.
You think the hospital shit.
You know, every man ain't got this technique.
Make her submit.
But
was my thing. Beat up, make her submit. Now, you know,
right.
It's more about.
Right, and that was my thing. Beat her into submission. Make her ass tap out. You know?
Famous ones, I love when they got hands on their back and start walking up the wall. Love that one.
Well, you know, and then, you know, I'm going to tell you. I'm gonna tell you when I stand up, the first thing I'm gonna be looking.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structure. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
That's how I was coming. Now my man Father Time, he a little different.
57. That's
all. I got 2 inches of hard dick.
Damn right. I'm tired as hell after that.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the fact that he actually won 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27.
Oh, hell no. And you know what? Okay, so see. Like with Janine, okay, like what you said, the longevity, okay, I can live with, you know, each round not being 45 minutes. Okay, I can live with that. But can we at least go more than one round, more than two rounds? If you got 15 minutes here and 15 minutes there and 15 minutes, well, here, you know, 3 15 minute sessions is 45 minutes. I can live with that.
I'm gonna tell you, when I was younger, it'd have been nice, but motherfucker, all right, I give you them two. Motherfucker, I go to the motherfucking gas station. Let me get a Red Bull. Shit. Hey, call you up, man. You got one of the blue diamonds I can borrow, man. Come on, man. I give you $25. I give you $20 for it. I mean, I'm just saying.
I
gotta ask you, dog. I remember back in the day you had invested in some. Do you use them?
No, man.
I'll
sell you some.
You still got them?
Hey, man, look, I went to the doctor, told the doc, I said, man, look, you know, my diabetes, you know, is fucking with my sex game. That motherfucker prescribed me some blue pills.
The blue diamond.
I'll put them in the mail for you.
You ever tried one?
No, I ain't ever tried one.
Really?
Just on the
I ain't never tried one.
Said, fuck it. Well, how many milligrams you got?
I don't know.
Damn, I didn't know they came in different milligrams.
See, you go fuck around a minute, kill yourself. I'm
gonna tell you. Oh, I'm traveling shit. Fuck around shit be all day. Be running around here like my dogs do. Trying to hump on the girl every second.
You know what? And I'm like them comedians. If my shit lasts longer than 4 hours, don't take me to no hospital. Bring me another bitch. Come on. Bring somebody else. You can't keep going?
Motherfuckers ain't exactly safe. But shit, I know some motherfuckers that pop them.
So you actually, I know you ain't had your fair share of them. So you really ain't never, I ain't gonna lie. I've never had no reason to get none. But I'm not gonna lie to you. If they were sitting right there in my face, yeah, I'll pop one. I would. I would just for the fuck of it. Let me see what the fuck this thing do.
No, I ain't never took one. But I'll show you.
Let me get this right, man. You only good for 57 pumps. And you got a whole motherfucker cabinet full of Viagra.
That's all I got.
You gonna take none? What you scared of?
Maybe his heart can't take it.
Shit.
I ain't taking
I will tell you like this. I got an irregular heartbeat, but if you put one in front of me, I'm going to take one. I'm not going to lie to you. I will pop it. I fuck it.
Fuck around, give yourself a heart attack. Don't come and go at the same time.
Gotta go.
Well, I guess that is one of the best ways to go, huh?
Okay, so, dog, you ain't never had one of them sessions. You and your girl. You just like, fuck it, I'm just finna get loose. Tonight, I'm just finna let it all hang out.
Nope. I ain't never popped one. I ain't never wanted to pop one. I got them so I can sell them.
Well, shit, you still got my address, right?
Yeah, I still got your address.
You gonna try one cash?
Hell yeah, send a couple in the mail. See, who damn? I mean, shit, if I pop one, somebody got to be around.
Gonna be like a goddamn dog in heat.
Goddamn right. I will,
that little pink thing sticking out all the time.
Hell yeah.
Red rocket.
You know.
Well, Ms. Dimples, you new to the show. Where you gonna be at? Yeah, she said, hell no, this motherfucker. She's talking about this motherfucker taking time. I ain't asking that.
Fuck the shit out of me.
Go fuck around, be like on that movie The Fly. He was fucking the shit out of chick.
Hey, man, I'm just.
About you can't hang, I gotta get me something new. Next.
Right.
I'm lined
wait
up.
A minute. Hold on, hold up, hang up. What'd you say, Janine?
Don't let me get a hold of that shit.
She going to put it in
women
coffee. No,
she don't have that shit with everything.
Yeah, nigga, she going to be cooking your steak. Damn, this steak, what is that? Is that salt on the steak? I'm going to just take the fucking pill.
And then that day she run up and they'll be like, wait a minute, babe, this tastes different. Did you leave something out?
Right.
It don't taste the same.
<It's fake. laughs>
Baby, did we run out of something? This don't taste like the rest
of it. You ain't used the same seasoning.
Right.
Eat it all.
There you go. My grits a little sugary today.
These grits is a little gritty than last time.
Shoot, this is our four in there. Goddammit, let's see how they move this doses up each week.
Hey, and I called you off work. What? I'm fucking you a C. Let's go back in the room.
Oh my god,
Daddy, you off today? He's like, what?
Right.
What?
I ain't called off. What the fuck is you talking about? You off today?
And you off today?
All right, now, but all right, but now, lady, seriously, now, how? I mean, honestly, I mean, what y'all been of age? I mean, my thing is this: I think technique plays a big part in it. I mean, I think you gotta know. As far as I'm concerned, I think you got to know your woman's body. And I think for us to have the drive that we have, we can't be selfish. I mean, in my younger days, I will admit, I was selfish. All I want to do is fuck you. And fuck you. If you get one, good. If you don't, better come before I come or come when I come back. That was my motto.
Just disrespectful.
Goddamn bitch, I thought it was a race. I like to win.
What's disrespectful?
What was disrespectful?
How you gonna do a female like that? Don't let her get hers off. So, like, where they do that at?
Because when you
I
young,
when
you didn't know
younger.
What a female nutted or not.
Right,
you didn't know that.
I'm gonna tell you like this. Back then, y'all want to be. Back then, when young, y'all want to be tough. He ain't make me come. Oh, okay. Well, since I didn't, good day.
Shit, them bitches be lying, though, so you can't believe everything half of these bitches be saying.
All right, so, like I said, but now I understand I can't be selfish. In order for me to keep coming back, in order for me to keep my spot, I got to keep you satisfied. So that means I can't be selfish. I gotta say, well, I gotta, fellas, we all know that we can hold it if we want to. I mean, some of us can. I don't know about you, but
yeah, that's
I know
technique.
Some of us
can. You know, some people can't do technique. Can't do that technique. Yeah. That's like Super Saiyan 3 or something.
Right.
Sometimes y'all just can't hold it.
I think to a certain extent we can. We know. Trust me, just like y'all know techniques, we know the techniques. Now, whether we choose to do them, that's on us. Like Bob Time, he ain't going to try no technique. He's going to let you have it. I'm telling you.
Oh, that's it.
You say what, dog?
I got 57. That's it. Once I get to 54, you better hurry up.
Hey, she trying to hold him down at 54, trying to keep him from going back down. Like, no!
She didn't clap her legs around,
like, no,
but he's still popping. 54.
She just said 54 times. No, we didn't get to 57 yet. We still on 54, nigga. He like, no, I know I done counted 72. What the fuck?
Nah,
but see, also for males, we didn't have all that competition. Now you got to worry about everybody, man, women, hell, animals.
Damn, not an animal.
What you mean, dog?
That's a different show.
Well, back in the day, we didn't have to worry about, it wasn't as open as women on women, you know, how the relationships and stuff are. Now, shit. Ain't happened to me, but I know a motherfucker that a woman took his chick.
I think that's the most thing to make you less manly.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but a woman taking your woman.
I'm gonna be a priest.
I just feel like you just give up. You might as well just go celibate.
Might as well.
I mean, I'm the one who initiated the threesome.
You
know,
he always
begs,
but we got it.
With that being said, would you do a threesome? Would you bring that girl in?
I mean, knowing that this girl really wants your girl,
would you bring her in still?
Yep, because evidently I must want that girl too.
Okay, I didn't know
at the end of the day, you're going to lose them both.
But I had them both.
Exactly.
Either way it goes, it was a win-win for me.
Hey, I'm like Ja Ru. You know what? I still fucked you.
But see that.
Man, fuck
don't pay
that.
Me no mind, y'all. That's probably why I don't have no one woman. Because of the way I think.
I mean, but at the same time, my thing is this. I'm not finna just close her mind off to. I mean, I'm not finna let my insecurities, and I damn sure ain't finna let no insecurity of a woman taking my woman stop me from it. She come into that bedroom talking about I got a surprise for you, and this motherfucker come out the bedroom with some lingerie on. The last thing on my mind is gonna be that this bitch gonna fuck around and take my woman. No,
you
I'm
better
like
put your A game on.
Hell yeah, I'm coming out Jordan number 23. I'm gonna put my jersey on.
Well, Kobe better score 81 that night.
Hey, whichever Jordan Kobe. Night. Oh, motherfucker, I'm putting up the high score that night.
What you say?
I don't give a
that
fuck.
That's going to be that night where that nigga had the flu and played the best game of his night, the best game of his life ever.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, you think it was my shit. The motherfuckers, man, you think I'm not, man, a motherfucker come out, I got a surprise for you. And she bring another woman out? Dude, it's over. Hey, I'm coming out hard. I'm coming out hard.
All right, Cass, I'm gonna slip. Well, she brought another dude.
Yeah. Okay. Damn. I mean, and I ain't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
We at my house.
Well, I hope that could turn into like a murder class one or something.
I see a motherfucker walk. I got a surprise for you. He walk out of A-Cab.
Dick hanger. I may love your man, bring another woman in.
Oh, wait a minute.
I ain't finished.
Yeah.
Hold on, I ain't finished.
I think he's dead, Cass. He's dead.
Hold on. Hold on.
But it's...
All right, now he's dead. Shit. now he's gone. Now when you can't spread, hey, how you doing, fella? Fella? The fuck? Oh, no, wait, who the fuck are you? Nah, I don't know about that one. But now, like I said, man, we don't write, I couldn't do it, but ladies, could your man do that to you? Ms. Dimples, you new to the show. You still with us?
I'm not here now.
What happened?
No, I'm talking about Ms. Dimples.
Hi.
Whoa, hold on. Did anybody, like, lose a signal for a second?
Yeah.
Just me?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
Well, yeah. And Kat just come back like nothing ever happened. You didn't lose time.
Okay, Ms. Dimples, you new to the show.
Right.
You
picked up right where we left off.
I'm like, yeah, was this the beginning of the show again?
Right. I'm like, should I hang up? Should I stay here?
Yeah, I was like, did I get disconnected?
Right.
That's what I thought. I'm looking like, damn, the show's still on.
But the time is still going.
Well, no, I ain't getting nothing back. Well, anyway, back to what I was saying. Ms. Dimples.
Yeah, what's up?
Hi. Yeah, home. You and your man, y'all finna get loose. I mean, y'all got the candles burning, and the incense, everything. I mean, the whole aviance is there. You say I got a surprise. you bring a chick out. What do you do?
Kick the bitch out. Because I don't do threesomes. I don't do threesomes. I mean, I am a little spontaneous, but I just don't want to fuck with a threesome. And if I do a threesome, it's going to be two niggas and a female and me.
Just selfish. So, that's all. Just selfish.
So fuck her shit. Now go call a nigga and then we can talk about something.
Yeah, we see you new to this show.
Now fuck being new shit. It's being real.
You ain't being
so,
real.
So whoa. Hold on, man. Hold on. How come you're not willing to do a threesome with another female?
Because I just don't see myself kissing on another motherfucker and licking that bitch pussy. What? No deal.
Okay, but now hold on. What if she lay you down and just tell you to relax? I mean, it ain't even on. This your little special night. Hey, just lay down. You ain't got to do the licking. You just going to get licked.
I still say no. I don't know. You know, I ain't going to say no because I know me, and I'm willing to try a lot of shit. So I probably would let her probably do me, but I wouldn't do her. Fuck that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That time.
I can do that way, but nah.
All right. Liquor store. Same scenario. The ambiance is there. Everything is there. And he bring old girl out. She just tell you, lay back. Do you lay back? Like stuff.
I'm not gonna lay back. I'm gonna tell her to lay back. Fuck that. I put shit down in this house. You ain't running a goddamn thing. You lay down. And
so wait a minute.
Was that liquor store?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, that changed.
I mean, because the number one, okay, I'm with dimples. I don't condone that shit in a relationship. Now, if we just got that, you know, sexual thing going on and we ain't committed to one another, okay, fine. But you still ain't running shit in here. No, bitch, you lay down. I'ma show you how we get down. You not running shit.
No, all right. I'm saying y'all keep. This should do. He brought another girl in. You kicking her out?
Okay. And I'm not kicking her out. I'm finna lay shit down. And then when she goes home, me and him got a conversation to have. But for now, we're gonna run with it. Because I'm not finna let nobody come and disrupt what I got going on.
I don't know about you, Tama, or you, Wick, but God damn it, Liquor Store just made my dick hard. She said she gonna lay it down. This is the most prudest motherfucker that ever been on the show.
And I was about to go take a cold shower. Shit.
Right. Wait a minute. Liquor Store just said that. Shit. I almost followed one of Father Time's moves. Shit.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
I don't think that's what him move. This liquor store?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Janine. Same scenario.
Oh, my God.
I'll be honest with that. Tell him what you do,
my
girl.
If my hair done and stuff, I'm already prepared.
Yeah, the whole night is there.
Oh, listen, you know I ain't got no problem. Everybody about to get fucked.
Okay. All right, Janine. Now, had a scenario ever happen to you?
Well, I got surprised.
Yeah, I mean, you just came out the clear blue, just like, hey, I got a surprise for you. And he just brought the girl in or something.
Yeah, that's happened to me.
Okay.
You want me to tell you the story?
Hell, No, Father Time got his Jergens out right about now.
The one with the pump on top. Well, yeah. Yeah. It was kind of like, I didn't mind it. It was the point of my kids was there. So I usually don't try to do that at the house. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of caught me off guard in respect to that. But, you know, it was late at night. It was like 3 in the morning. The kids were asleep. So I was like, fuck it. You know, he had been brought up. I didn't tell her to leave or nothing. So we did it. It was just that, see, with shit like that, I know what's going to happen. You see what I'm saying? Bitches be screaming, hollering. They want to be, you know, acting all crazy and shit. Then they don't want to go home. This is all what happened that night.
So she didn't want to go home.
She didn't want to go home. I'm trying to kiss her, put my mouth over her mouth to stop her from screaming because she was screaming too loud. So, yeah, that's why I know it's always best for us to do it at home.
I don't know about y'all, but that sounds like a successful date to me.
Man.
She said, yeah, it was, but not in her house. Not in her house.
Not with the kids there, because I know how the women be. You know what I'm saying? That was the only part that made me. It wasn't the fact that he did that. We could do that anytime. That's not a problem. But, yeah, I'm trying to think. I went down on her. No. Did she go down on me first? You know, it's just so many. It's hard for me to remember. I went down on her first.
Hold on before you finish. Let me get the grease. Go ahead. You may continue.
Well, I know we started with each other first. I know we started. He sat back and watched for a minute or so, and then he came in, and my entire bed was wet. It was just like, it was just juices everywhere.
Man,
and
that
then,
sound like a lucky man.
And then...
Sound like a success to me.
Man.
I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't good. It was good. You know, I knew it was going to be good. I'm just saying. You know, you want to get buff wild. You know, you don't want to be worried about do the kids hear you, you know, and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But,
I'm like Bernie Mac. Fuck them kids.
Turn the TV up.
You better sleep any motherfucking way. Fuck, you don't worry about what the fuck I'm doing up in here.
So, after we were going for like an hour or two. I can't even remember. It was so long. And when we finally got done, we all passed out. You know how you had that little sleep for a second. But then it was time for her to go. So, you know, he was trying to wake her up to take her home or whatever. And she snatched her arm. Like, he grabbed her arm to, like, was trying to wake her up. She just snatched her arm back. And then wrapped her arms around me like she wasn't going nowhere.
I don't want to leave.
Right.
So he yanked her ass out the bed like this.
Hey,
bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Right. Yep. So, yep, she went home. Yep. And I don't even think we talked to her again after that.
Even though she was a good fuck,
I liked her.
Have fun. Sounds like a party to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Man.
Hey, everybody quiet. Woo. I'm going to start sweat.
Sound like a great time.
I light up a cigarette. Shit.
Right.
It make my pussy wet just thinking about it. That was a good night.
Hey, it was. So glad you didn't kick her out. Boy, I'm just so glad I didn't kick her ass out.
That was good. Of course, I would do it again.
We're going to put an ATB out on her. Mystery lady, wherever you're at.
The only thing I don't like about doing the threesome, you have those that they get too attached. And I don't mean to the guy. Some women, they get too attached to the woman where they actually feel like you're supposed to be closer than you and your man. You see what I'm saying?
So they want to say fuck him.
Yeah,
fuck him.
Yeah, I've had that a lot.
Man, I will grab that bitch in a motherfucking burn down your sleeper hole. Bitch, you get your ass up out of here.
Hey, bitch, you gotta go.
Hell yeah, bitch.
Cave on Eric Claw.
Hey, well, we got our ass in that grip together. You got the top, I got the bottom. This bitch got to go. We gonna throw her ass out together. Uh-uh, ho. We got to go. And, I mean, it's not like I be, you know, doing anything to make them feel like, but, you know, some women just emotions when they get attached. And I don't know why they always get attached to me.
Well, hell, you hit me with the tornado tongue.
You put that ice gripper on that bitch.
Right. Hitting with techniques that they don't even never heard of.
Cause the damn
I love eating pussy shit.
It damn sure wasn't a dick, cause shit, you ain't got one.
Right.
And that would be like the worst thing in the world for a motherfucker. It was the way she fucked me. Bitch, she ain't got a dick. What you mean the way she fucked you?
What did you crazy?
What? Where was I when she fucked you? Because I was there the whole
right.
time. I didn't
say what the?
It was the way she made love to me. The way she just fucked me. Bitch, that was me. That was me.
Right.
I knew that was
that
shit. That's
when you pull out the tape and you like, no, bitch, watch this. Watch, look. She
yeah, yeah watch the tape.
This
ain't fucking not one. It's just something about her, yeah.
She ain't fucking man dicking you. What is
she understands me.
Man, I'm serious. I didn't see that shit with a moment. It was the way she fucked me. She did not fuck you. She didn't fuck you at all. But, hey. All right. Look at something. Let me ask you. If that's the case, let's just say that the woman fell for you. She ain't fall for you, dude. She fell for you. Would you be flattered?
Maybe so, but she still got to go. Oh, bitch, that's so sweet. Get out.
You know what? I hear her talking, but I could just see looking something about, well, wait a minute, hold on. Let's just fix it. I mean, you want something to eat, baby? I can just see. Like,
let's sit down and talk about this.
No,
all right,
can't.
Let's just talk about this. I can actually see you like, well, I know she was wrong. Yeah, I know she told you to suck her dick. She was wrong for that. But she was so funny. I just can't see you putting her out.
You can't see that?
I can't. No.
Honestly. She came in first. She came in and she was like, you do this, you do that. And I done told her, no, bitch, you lay down. I'm finna show you how we get down. I'm finna show you how me and my man will turn a bitch out. No, she can't have me. She got to go.
I don't know. I think if she lick you right, you might be like, wait a minute. Do that again.
I don't know. She might hit you with the tornado tongue.
Well, see, I ain't like that. Depending on their character, after I've gotten to know them, we will actually be friends. I've been friends with a few of the people, a few of the girls. Depending on how they act and their character and stuff like that, you know, I'll become their friend. Then, after so long, they get introduced to the kids and everybody as one of my friends. You know what I'm saying? So it's not awkward if the kids see them over at the house. You see what I'm saying? Or we at the house drinking or something like that. So now it's not awkward anymore because now they come over, they met the kids, this and that, as one of my friends. Because I had one girl who, you know, we had got so close, she was spending the night at the house.
And what, when all three of y'all coming out the same bedroom?
No, she would leave before the kids got up in the morning. Like, they wouldn't see her, you know, in certain aspects. But, like, just in case they saw her at the house, you know, it wasn't awkward.
Yeah,
Okay, so look, I'm Janine's friend, but she can't be mine. She can't come over our house, but we can go over her house all the time, okay?
Damn.
we can go over her house all the time, but she can't come over our house. She got to go after we get finished. She got to go.
Man, that's just a hell of a thing. You roll over, get to hitting it. You look on the side, your old lady looking at, oh, baby, I'm sorry, I thought that was you. What? You knocking that leg? You done rolled. Because we all did it. We done rolled over, just stuck our dick in, just like, fuck it, man. Let me go and get me some, let me go and get some pussy from the side tonight. You know, you done. Then you raise up a little bit once it starts getting good. Then you look over, your old lady just looking at you. Good morning. Oh, baby, goddamn. I thought that was you right there.
Oops, my bad.
But you know, right. If another girl is in your bed, I mean, he in the bed. Usually when she come over, he's there. So, you know, we in the bed together. Or sometimes me and him in the bed, and she would, you know, come over after she leave a club or something like that. So she might not get over there until 2 o'clock in the morning. If a woman getting in your bed at in 2 o'clock in the morning, if he decides to roll over and fuck her, he can do that.
I love
man,
you.
That got to be a hell of a... I mean, just imagine, dog. That got to be a hell of a... Timer.
Nigga, I love you.
Shit. Timer.
Yo.
Timer.
Right. You can work with me on this one, Timer. Just work with me. Hypothetically speaking. Now, just imagine. You're in a deep sleep now. You know, you feel a motherfucker going down on you. And you like, oh, God damn, you know, like, oh, shit, oh, man, oh, she feeling like this? And you know, you didn't open your eyes, you probably, knowing you probably got to go get your glasses. You didn't reach over and put your glasses on. And you turn your head, and Mother Nature just laying right there looking at you. And this motherfucker down there going to town on you. I mean, what do you say, dog?
She, what kind of, I mean, she knew she was in the bed with us.
Right. I mean, she's cool with it. I mean, do your morals kick in? Do you say, no, this is wrong?
Nah.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I mean, I wouldn't be sitting there looking at them. Sometimes I'd just be asleep. you know, sometimes I'll be like, I'm tired. I don't feel like, you know, I've been in.
But you can,
you know,
always, you can always help her. You know, the doctor said she'll use two hands when you lift heavy objects. So you can always help.
I mean, but that got to be the craziest feeling in the world, dog. I mean, you getting, I mean, you getting heads. You
that
got to
be the
off.
Greatest feeling in the world.
She going to town. You got your eyes closed. You like, God damn, she's sucking. God damn, you
so
open
never
your
did
eyes.
This.
And like, all right, and your wife looking dead at you, talking about, do it feel good, baby? What? Huh? What?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I wouldn't even, if she asked that question, I wouldn't even answer it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know what she wanted me to say.
What'd you say? You wouldn't know what to say? Might say the wrong thing.
I don't
thing.
Know. It would feel good? You know what, motherfucker, get that, huh? I don't know if I should say yes or no.
I plead the fifth.
Not better than you, baby. Not better than you.
Now,
right.
You know what? I would tell him, like, if she called me and say, can I come over? I'd be like, I don't care. So I nudge him and be like, so-and-so on her way over here. He'd be like, okay. I mean, he's not going, what are you going to say? No, she can't come.
Right. I forbid her. Nah. Come on.
Now, damn it, woman.
Now, woman, don't you put my dick in your mouth. Don't you do it. I
Now, he might act like he went back to sleep, but he's probably over there laying down like, oh, look, he's got his hands rubbing together like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that motherfucker over there like it's Christmas time. He can't sleep. He's fidgeting. He's moving around.
He's like that dude from the cartoon.
What
this city like? What's too much for you?
Hey, you keep looking up at the clock. She ain't got here yet.
Where was she at? Where she said she was coming from?
Hate it.
I'm trying to get some sleep, but I mean, I'll wait up for her if you want me to.
You say, I'll wait up if you want me to.
Hey, 30 minutes have passed. What time she said she was coming? Nah, I'm just asking. You know, I'm trying to go to sleep. I got to go to work in the morning.
Right. I got to get up from work.
No, you ain't going to sleep.
Right. And your old lady looking at you saying this in her head.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
No, damn well you waiting. Man, I'm not going to lie. That would be like the ultimate to me. The ultimate is being surprised. I mean, to me, that's the ultimate. I mean, to surprise me, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, we can plan it out. That's fun, too. But just to be totally surprised, man, I didn't even see this coming.
Shit, I'm going to have a heart attack.
Huh? What?
I got a surprise for you. I'm thinking it's an Aaron Rodgers jersey or something. She come out with an Aaron Rodgers jersey on.
Right. She got the Aaron Rodgers jersey on.
It's my birthday.
I'm trying to talk about, take my jersey off. Take it off.
Take that motherfucker off now. That'd be a nice surprise to come home to.
Man, that would be the ultimate surprise to come home to. You don't even know it's there. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to even know that they're going to give it to you, but not to even know it's even there. You come in the room. It's two motherfuckers
like
laying in the bed.
Then your favorite
right.
toy. My red rubber BB gun.
I'll fuck around and expect that shit every time I got off. Hey, I'm going home.
Hey.
I gotta go home, man. I gotta go
straight home.
Out. There you go. I ain't stopping or nothing. Every day. Checking closets here. Is she here? Ain't nobody here today.
You peeking in the room, you jump in there like, ta-da. Oh, shit.
Not the ta-da.
Right.
Got motherfuckers running into a surprise party.
Bro, you know my birthday coming up.
Right. You know it's been 2 months since I bought you them shoes that you really wanted. I'm just figuring you're going to do something nice for me, shit.
There you go. Oh, man, by the way, dog, happy early birthday, man. I know we won't be on the show for your birthday, man.
Why not?
Is your birthday on the show day?
Yeah, my birthday is next Tuesday.
Oh, okay. That's right. I know mine ain't.
Well, happy early birthday, Tommy.
Happy early birthday.
That's what you really wanted.
Now that was old cheesy ass move there.
Yeah, that was kind of cheesy.
No, I ain't saying it like that. I ain't mean it like that, dog.
Yeah.
That's like giving somebody something you want for your birthday on their birthday so they can hate it and give it back.
Man, I ain't want this shit, but. I thought that's what you said you wanted, dog. What? Fuck it, just get in here. I try to go get something back.
No, I ain't mean it like that, dog. I didn't think it came on a show. I thought it was Monday.
Nah, it's Tuesday. And I will be on the show. Unless something come up.
Right, you might get that surprise, dog.
That'll be the only way I'm not on the show.
So I have this man looking for that surprise when he come home. Like, hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Where she at?
I forgot work all day, boy. I can't wait till I get off, boy. I know I got some good shit at the crib. She been calling me all
good
day too. Make sure you come straight home. I'm coming home.
You are so silly.
Come home for a tie.
I was about to say, like, he got a cake with two candles in it.
What the fuck is this?
A cupcake with two candles.
Well, what's her number? I'm going to her house. Shit, I'm pretty sure she got a
fake. And a tie. Wait a minute. You get the cupcake and the tie.
I'm supposed to be at work looking at the clock. What time is
right.
it? Damn, that's 5 minutes the last time you asked me. Oh, my bad. Well, what time was it then? How much longer we got
right.
to go?
You know what, I'm going
to
leave.
Get off?
I'm going to leave early.
There you go.
Hey, baby,
sure
you know
you
I'm on my way home. Get a fucking necktie and some socks.
And the house smells like
But see, basketball. We can't surprise y'all every time or, I don't know, because what if we just have a friend over at the house and she really not like that?
She said you just come out the room butt naked. Like, hey, I thought this was my surprise.
Ta-da!
She was like, what type of shit going on over here?
Hell, you motherfuckers.
That's her first time over the house and shit. She's like,
you walk behind the back of the couch, you rub your dick across the back of her head. Hey.
Oh, that's the dick of back of the head.
I gotta go pick my kids up. I gotta get my kids. I'll talk to you tomorrow, girl.
That's just how he say hello, girl. I mean, he likes you. He likes you.
Oh, my goodness.
Did your husband just rub his dick on the back of my head? Y'all looking up like, motherfucker. Right. Motherfucker, that's not her. That's not her.
Well, we gotta have signals. Like, not this one.
All right, baby, if I knock on the door 3 times before I open it, that's her. That's her.
Yeah, I'm gonna
catch me before
I'm
come home there. I'm coming to the store with just socks on.
Because, I mean.
You fuck around Father Ty. He ain't going to have nothing with the black socks on. Come out that
Hey, man, I'm going to come through the door just looking. Just give me the nod. You know, nod up, yes, or, you know, sideways mean no. As soon as I open the door, I see another female. This is my birthday? Baby, give me a signal or something. Tell me something.
Now, I mean, because even if we surprised you before, like, I surprised him with his first time, you know what I'm saying? He came home from work, and me and my girl was in the bed, you know what I'm saying? Then after that, we started doing threesomes, you know, a lot. But then, you know, I might have a friend that, you know what I mean? She don't do threesomes or whatever. And she just come over to the house. You know, you doing that many threesomes and you doing that much. You know what I'm saying? You just automatically, I think as a man, y'all just automatically think that's what she's there for. You know what I'm saying?
I told her.
You brought me a new toy.
I rub my dick right across the back of her head. She's sitting there drinking some iced tea. What the fuck? Hey. How you like?
I tell you what, man, if I came home like that and I walked in the bedroom and there was two women in the bed, so I had to go back and check the address. Like, shit, I'm in the wrong motherfucking crib.
Looking at your glasses, did I grab somebody the wrong glasses or something?
I'm like, since when you get down like this?
Yeah, I'm like that cartoon.
So you have them bucks out, you stump your feet.
Hey, I'm tripping clothes off everything. You ain't got to tell me twice.
Strip my shit coming to break away. All I do is grab the top collar, the whole thing fall
right
off.
Like, wait a minute, this was Levi's. He just straight ripped off his ass like that. Yeah. Oh, like breakaways. I'm coming out of everything quick.
But what you expect that all the time afterwards?
I think I wouldn't expect it all the time, but how can you
go back though? I mean, I think that's the hard part.
I'm not going to expect it every day, but yes, it will be an annual event.
Like, yeah, I won't expect it every day.
Nah, I ain't gonna expect it every day. But then, at the same time, I mean, hey, it's been 6 months.
What if the pool of females dry up? Now you can't find nobody. Do you think it'd be awkward between you and your wife or girlfriend?
No, I don't think it'd be awkward. But God damn. Pick a show is dry now, ain't it, baby? Yeah. I'm going to bring it up, man. God damn. Hold on, baby.
She turn around and tell you it's a drought. It's a drought.
That's right.
It's fine now.
It's a drought season. A drought season.
Drought season.
I don't think you applying yourself, Smokey. My God. Damn. The drought season for real. Like, I would call
that shit, man.
Well, don't call that
thing. Birthday gift. We could just do this shit once a year for my birthday. But then she turned around and be her birthday talking about that is my birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Right.
Okay. And you know what? I'm going to get the same girl that you got for my birthday. She also do parties at Bar Mitzvahs. That's you ain't getting nothing else.
She in the book looking
up. Hey, I'm like, hey, I gotta agree with Wick on. I gotta agree with Wick. Ain't gonna be no sword fight.
Oh no. I don't do sword fight. This we ain't Star Wars. I ain't no Jedi. You ain't no Sith.
We don't need no lightsabers out.
So what if, okay, let me give y'all an example. What if, okay, it's a drought, okay? Y'all haven't been able to find a woman to do threesomes with, so y'all decide to go to a orgy party, okay?
You know I'm not allowed at those.
Yeah,
right.
But wait, listen. So what if your girl tell you, I won't do nothing with nobody else, but if you want to go fuck a girl and I'll just wait for you.
Man, you be talking about if you want to fuck, where the fuck did he go?
He said didn't get it out of mouth all the way.
Right. You got
so would you be thinking in the back of your mind, what is she doing? You see what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. You go, now that one, I'm like Father Time. I'm going to have to, hey, come on. No, you can come on with me.
Damn right. Black Snake Moan. My your ass hands off the radio. I need to know exactly where you at all times.
So you put a chain around that ankle, hook to yours.
God damn right. You ain't running around this motherfucker. All right. You know, I already told her, hey, you went to go get a drink. You went to go get a drink. You came back and she gone. Oh, shit.
I'm searching the whole house for her.
Baby! Baby!
That's when you get to Florida. Damn, damn, damn.
Motherfuckers all in the other room talking about some. Hey, brother, this the what? Hey, how the fuck you, man? Where is she? You covers over. Bang. Oh, man.
I got to know where the fuck you at. I told you don't move. I'll be right back. You want to be hard.
It took you 3 minutes to go get a motherfucking pop? Yeah, okay.
I couldn't take my woman in one of those, man. I just couldn't do it. I could not do it. I would not have a good time. Worried like a mother. Where the fuck is she at? Don't take this long to use the bathroom.
Yeah. This is all you're hearing.
Yeah, they better call the police.
So they better call the police.
Call the police. Somebody got the food up in this motherfucker.
Yeah,
because
they'll fuck anywhere in the house. It don't matter if it's the bathroom. They'll fuck anywhere.
I'm
going to
search that
motherfucking
bathroom, too.
Didn't you say they tried to corner you in the bathroom one time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sure did.
That's that bullshit.
And they always do. So if you are comfortable with your girlfriend getting touched and all that, they up on your ass.
Trying to get a feel.
Yeah,
if
you walking past or something like that. You know, you just walking up the stairs, somebody
got your
ass in the hand or something.
Excuse me. Excuse me, bro. That ain't the one, bro. Step the fuck back. You know what I'm saying? My girl is missing. I'm in the A room. Excuse me. Let me get a look at her face right quick. Oh, my bad, girl. I'm searching everybody. I need to see her face, bro. Hold on.
I'm already told you, boy. You get up in there. Get the hitting your way.
They have my pitch at the door. They have my pitch at the door. Don't let this motherfucker in.
Well,
I'm going to clown in that motherfucker. I'm breaking up the party. Shutting this bitch down.
That would be too motherfucking funny. I told you, boy, motherfucker. Being that hitting his old lady, look back at him.
Yo, G Money, I like this girl of yours.
That motherfucker loses his mind.
Hulk smash.
I'm tearing that motherfucker up. They better dial 911.
go snatch him off of
him. Be a misunderstanding in this bitch.
Just don't do don't be like on JoJo Dancer, the part that they didn't show. He snatched that white dude up.
Yeah. But no, seriously, man. I mean, think about this. Now, Wick, you too. Think about this. Now, listen to the sound bite. Nigga hitting your girl. I'm talking about he beasting your girl. Then he turn back and look at you and say,
"Yo, G Money, I like this girl of yours."
Man,
the thing you gonna say before I punch him in his mouth?
Hope he got some boys with him because this is about to go down.
Yeah, it's gonna be problem.
I will fight a naked motherfucker. I have no problem with that. Straight up. Somebody ball in his nuts. You know what I mean?
So you like this girl, huh? Like this damn motherfucker.
Oh, they got me on the news, chasing me the Bronco. That is wild.
I cut some shit up on some shit like that. Man, I can't go to I can't go to that kind of shit, man.
You know, I think I could go by myself, but I couldn't go with my like you know what I'm saying? Your girl be like, "Hey, let's go to this orgy."
Okay.
So
you wouldn't
go with?
Hell yeah, I'm going. I'm gonna make sure she's gonna have a good ass time. I know that. She will not have a good time.
Say she won't
Where
have a
going?
Good time.
Well, no. Where you going? Oh, I'll go with you. Hold on. I'm gonna go with you. I don't need you to go with me everywhere we go. Bullshit.
We tied
like,
to the
I ain't
hip
never
this
taking
motherfucker.
This motherfucker nowhere with me. Not here.
Hell no.
Well, she went by herself and didn't tell you.
She better hope I don't never find out. I mean, the whole reason you go there is to fuck, right? That's the whole purpose,
right? Well, now Janine said they didn't have sex. They were just watching.
I'll watch. She gonna watch too. We gonna watch together. And he ain't joining in though. I just can't envision another dude hitting my girl, man. I can't see that. There's no scenario where I see that.
Okay, well, we're
not
going to give
not my main, like my wife, you know, your main
We're not going to get into that because we know what it's going to take you. You be laying in the bed looking at her. What's wrong, baby? If I took you there, would you just really why would you even want to go? Baby, I ain't said nothing. Well, Janine said that when she went, that she do it again. Baby, I ain't never went.
I don't know if they got that kind of shit in Minnesota anyway.
I'm pretty sure they got it everywhere.
I'm pretty sure they got them up wherever you want to look at.
Minnesota is gay and bisexual capital. Yeah, that's
why
I first
got started. Don't nobody never invite me to that shit. I don't never hear about shit like that.
You
I would go if somebody invited me. I'd go like that. If I got invited, I would go.
They don't like the cut of your jib. Shit.
That's nice.
And you there banned your ass.
Well, yeah, they know what.
Either coming with as a couple or coming by yourself. Either they ain't going to be able to put your ass out or they going to have to put you out.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be in this motherfucker till it close.
What if you found out that, like, somebody like, let's just say, for instance, D. What if you found out D was going and he just never took you?
I'll be mad than a motherfucker. You didn't take me.
Now, when D was with his old girl, I wouldn't have put that past him. He probably was finding little crazy shit like that. I done seen D party a little bit. He's a little something else especially when he got that juice. I can see D going to one of them. And not telling you father time.
I'll go.
I'm there.
I'm watching everything. I'm looking at everybody. Fuck. That's a room over there. I'm going to check that room out too. I mean, imagine, man. 50 motherfuckers just fucking.
You can't have that stalker look for the time, man. That uncomfortable look. You just staring them while you over there. That look from Dave Chappelle when they was on the Real World, doing the Real World thing. You just over there smiling, jacking off. Can't be doing that, man.
Well, see, I don't understand the rules. You know, the rules don't make sense to me. Like when Janine was telling us the rules, you know, you pay your money, you go in, but, you know, you can't just have sex with anybody. See, I don't understand. That shouldn't even be a rule.
What I said was you can't force people to have sex with you. That's what I said. If the girl don't want to have sex with you, you can't force her.
Yeah, and
that's
still
rape.
That's
still rape,
man.
Well, that's the only reason she went. That's why she went there.
No, that's not. Maybe she just wanted to have sex with you. Yeah, or maybe I'm there with my guy. We just want to have sex in front of other people. Or maybe we just want to watch other people have sex. We don't necessarily have to have sex when we come there.
Yeah, I don't get
man,
to just watch
my money. If I pay my money, I should be, like I said before, if I pay my money, I should be able to pick whoever I want. I think
so,
that should be the rule.
How much one of them things usually run? How much you pay to get in?
If it's a couple, $40, $50.
$50?
I said if you're coming as a couple. That's the incentive as to come as a couple. If you're a single female, it's only like $20 because, of course, the cheaper it is, they want more females to be there.
Yeah,
so
the male probably worth $40.
No, a single male is paying like $70, $80.
Man, $80? I'm hitting whoever
$70 to $80. That's if you're a single male. So sometimes a guy would just bring a girl. One time this guy just bought a girl just so he would only have to pay the couple rate. But she didn't know what type of party it was.
I wonder how that turned out.
That's some shit I would do. Hey, you want to go to this party?
Sit right here. Feel free to mingle. I'll be right back.
There you go. Oh, I pay for it to get in. Don't worry about it. I got you. How much is it, bro? 40? Okay.
I'm taking you places, baby.
But she knew what it was. When she walked through the door, you know how you stand there, you look around, because you know you coming into a, it's like a house, it's like a big, like mansion type house. And you come in, big TV screen right there by the front door playing porn. You know what I'm saying? So he paid his money. She look around. She see people dressed in their underwear and pajama clothes and stuff like that. And she looked at him and was like, motherfucker, you got to be crazy. So you didn't bring me to no shit like this. He just went off. And he just looked at it. He was like, well, if you want to go, you can go. Because I guess he was like, I paid my money now. I'm in here.
Right. I'm in the dough,
huh? Yeah.
Did she leave?
Ain't getting my keys.
Yeah, she left, and he let her leave. He was like, fuck it, I guess he got what he wanted, so.
See, now I would be the bouncer and be like, yo, bro, she left, bro. You gotta pay the other 40. You by yourself, man. We need that other 40.
Hey, she talking about, so is you coming with me?
That shit would make my mom
so look, so have you had a threesome yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't had. Oh, you haven't. Okay.
Oh, look, so
that's why you talking all that mess.
I ain't talking all that. You know what? I just like I said. No, I don't know shit.
I'll be your best friend. I'll be invited to Sunday dinner and everything.
I was so motherfucking pissed, man, a while back. And I'm going to call his name out. Fish, man, that was a dirty motherfucker, man. We went over to the chick crib one day, man. It was me, him, and his cousins. Hey, you know, I took the girl up in the room. You know, I'm doing my thing. Now, I see the motherfuckers tiptoeing. I'm thinking they're going to the bathroom, right? Man, they said, we'll be right back. I said, all right, you know, I ain't think nothing about it. Man, I come back, get in the car. These motherfuckers got microwaves, TVs. I'm like, where the fuck this come from? Oh, man, we just stopped by my auntie's house. Man, bitch called me the next day like, you dirty motherfucker. I'm like, what the fuck? Y'all done stole my shit. Man, he straight stole their microwave, a TV, everything, dog. I was pissed.
That's fucked up, man.
Oh, Mr. Charlie did
like,
that.
Y'all gotta get that shit back.
Yeah, I made him.
No,
like,
your situation was different. Your situation was different, dog. Your situation was totally different. And he was actually living there, so that's a difference.
Yeah, he was.
I told him to get that shit back, man.
But after you bought it.
You know what I mean? No, I'm talking about in your situation. I would have told them, y'all take that shit back.
Oh, yeah, man. I made them get that shit back, man. I was like, man, take that shit back in there, man. That shit made me look bad. Like, like I was the thief.
Yeah, like you set it up.
Right. Mm-hmm. That shit have pissed me
I'm
off.
I'm taking the room and y'all get all that shit while I got in the room.
Man,
this shit
got,
was me. That's what I was thinking. I sure would have thought that if it was me, she done took me up in the room and left her girls downstairs and they took all my shit. I sure think she had something to do with it.
Yeah, they got it, though. They got it good, too, though. I said, you some dumb. And then looked at me like, you know, I'm just as dumb. I'm like, well, damn, man, where this shit come from? Oh, we just left my auntie house. Like, oh, all right. That bitch called me next day like, you dirty motherfucker. Like, hold on, man. A lot of things I am. I ain't no fucking thief.
That's fucked up.
Well, don't let me have no cash jiggling in your pocket when you drop the pants at my feet.
Well, I tell you, boy, you motherfuckers ain't shit. He said, don't let me hear those.
Like the Sin City family, boy.
I would feel bad if you gave it to me, then I'd feel like a prostitute. But if I steal it, that's something totally different.
Damn.
Well, that's it.
I'm leaving all my shit in the car.
Right, nothing in that shit.
Nothing. Taking my rings off, my necklace. I'm taking, leave all that shit in the glove compartment.
Say before I
that's,
come here.
That's bogus as hell. Motherfucker falls
asleep.
That was
back in the day. I don't do that shit no more. But I mean, shit. Y'all call yourself ball or whatever. $40 here and there. $40, $50. I didn't miss that shit.
Shit, I would've.
And a lot of times, y'all didn't even count y'all money. And y'all didn't even know how much I had in the first place.
But I'm going to tell you, a lot of times a motherfucker sitting up, adding that shit up in his head while he counting his money. Wait a minute now. I spent $20 on a drink. I know I left the crib with $80. I bought that drink. I got some gas.
But you got to think
have
about it.
More
you been drinking. But you got to think about it. You've been drinking. You know what I'm saying? This is like after you've been drinking, you know, you decide to go to your girl house. You know what I'm saying? Well,
yeah, motherfucker will get you. I mean, and dog, I'm pretty sure you didn't got to, the best of us didn't got God.
Mm-hmm. And then some of y'all have y'all little tricks to y'all money. How y'all trying to have y'all deals turned a certain way?
Y'all
have the big money in the middle. On the phone.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, I know it was 2 5s, a 1, and 3 20s up under there. Nah, bitch, you got me.
Trying to figure out why we got our divorce now. Figure it out. God damn. Going in my pockets. I'm waking up like Devo. You was in my pocket.
Know I had $100 bill. I know I didn't break that $100. Where's that motherfucker? $100.
Right.
Hey, girl, let me second.
So she didn't broke it for you.
I know I didn't break that $100 last night. Shit depends, man. Motherfucking rent due. What we do what they got to do.
Well, if they take the $100, they don't plan on fucking with you no more.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
She already knows.
You will never hear from me again. Phone be disconnected every time.
Ain't that it?
I'm going to hear from you again because I'm going to find out. I'm going to find you.
So you going to
find out. When I left your crib, when I came to your crib, I had $200 bills. I left, only had $100. Did I, like, drop it on the floor or something? Did you see $100? You find $100 in your house?
You know the answer to that.
Like, I would really open the door.
I'm going to let you know I know you took my money.
Well, I'm going to be saying, I'm going to be playing that old Master Pete. About to be a kid, though.
Write a note, leave the paper to the door or something, because you sure won't be getting
in.
You got to come out.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
gotta leave the house sooner or later.
He didn't call it off work. He's sitting outside waiting on you.
All $400.
No, it must be quiet. The police would be right there.
You just walk the back door every day?
I'd be like, excuse me, officer. I don't know. It's some crazy man standing outside.
I mean, yeah, what the, yeah, she got a point there, Father Time. So what do you say to the police? This bitch took my $100?
Man, she took my money, man. I want my money.
Okay, you, they gonna sue you. Got proof.
Exactly.
It was proof was in my wallet, motherfucker. Now my wallet's a little bit lighter, and I slept over here last night. She got it. Just tell her to get my money back, and I'm gone. I'm gone.
Niggas was like, look,
get
bro,
my money
you
back.
Might as well just leave. You don't have to take that as a loss.
Well, eventually, shit, like your boy says, principalities. About the principalities.
Right. The principalities.
Principalities in this thing. You ain't got to steal from me. I got to do is ask me. If I had it, I'd give it to you. If I don't, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had it, so she took it.
I wouldn't have seen no $100 bill anyway. I'm smarter than that. Thank you very much.
She said I'm smarter than that.
Hey, I'm just saying. Don't know what bill to do at that time.
I'm just saying. I could have took $100 if you had $520. So say
yeah.
You had $15.20, I could take $5.20. I wouldn't take a $100 bill if I know you only got $200 bill. That's just like you would know that it's lesser. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes if you take a few 20s here and there or whatever, y'all don't be recognizing that it's lesser. Because sometimes everybody do that. We forget what we spent. And especially if you was drinking and stuff like that, you don't remember exactly what you had or everything you spent your money on that night.
You know, it's a lot of females listening to you right now talking about she need to shut the fuck up.
Secrets. You're giving away. Secrets.
Hey, because that nigga sitting right next to her looking at her, that straight killer face. I knew you had my money, huh?
Killer,
I just
right.
Cool.
Right.
I knew you got it.
She gonna come to work tomorrow with a black eye, and he gonna be like, "Oh, you wasn't listening to the show, was you, girl? I am so sorry."
Hey, she did not talk about turn that bullshit off. I don't even like that. Turn that shit off. No, I'm just gonna have you watch this show for 2 hours. Turn that shit off. I don't like that show no damn way. I ain't get canceled yet.
And fuck your name. I don't know what she talking about. I can like that bitch no way.
I ain't old bitch. I can't stand her. Girl, yeah. Hey, girl, we listened to Sin City last night. The damn bitch got on there and told all the secrets. This motherfucker, I went to the stash spot, everything gone. This motherfucker done put all the shit at his mama house now.
Right. Don't fuck my money all up.
All right, y'all. Let's get up out of here, man. God damn, Janine done told the secrets.
What about when the teachers get passed down to the children?
Not to the children. That's why your baby was lotioning up with shampoo that time. The secrets that got passed down. You know, I went in Walgreens the other day.
Stolen shampoo.
You said what?
It was stolen shampoo, though.
Don't
get it, was stolen shampoo.
Right. I was going through Walgreens, and I went through the aisle, like, where the shampoo at, and I looked, and I was like, these are some big-ass bottles of shampoo. And she, like,
yes.
Her child was, like, 4 or 5. Why the fuck did she put that big-ass bottle?
That's what I was trying to tell y'all. That's how big the bottle was. I was like, my baby's good.
I'm
like, she got to be good to come out that store as little as she is with that big ass bottle of shampoo.
Mm-hmm. I guess. All right, well, Janine, you got your last words for us with your conniving ass.
Yes. It was a good show. I enjoyed myself, had lots of laughs. Back to work tomorrow, but see y'all next week.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Look at Stover. Any last words for us, baby?
Yes. Y'all are the best. Y'all make my Tuesday and Wednesdays. I love it. I'll be back next week. Same City Radio.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Wait, what's happening? Fucking with them damn dogs in the studio.
Yeah, great show, fellas. I'll catch y'all next week.
Big Ben, what you got?
Man, CincyRadio.net, y'all. Get on there. Post some pics.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Post picks. Yeah, let's get it on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
all right, y'all.
Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. We appreciate it.
And we out this bitch. Peace out.